So someone that thinks from the basis of the effects or what's manifesting in the moment, that kind of thinking is very rigid and it can't get beyond what is being presented to the senses. So that's to think from effects, sensory thinking. So one way that I've seen it, say from a logopraxis perspective, say I'm new to a group and I've got fairly strong kind of views. I don't know. We're all of this type at some point. And someone shares something and you kind of like, you start making judgments about what they're sharing internally. You're sort of processing things and like, they might share something that seems fairly out there and you start thinking like, boy, they're just in a bad place, you know, or their process isn't going well or whatever it happens. So you're thinking from what's presenting, as opposed to like, if you are in the group and you're thinking from the end in view, then wherever anybody is, they're in process. The end in view is what the Lord has in mind for them. So there is no judgment. You know, because you can't make a judgment because the spiritual ends are only known to the Lord. If we're all in process, then whatever's presenting in the moment isn't where it's at. It's just part of the process of getting to where it's at. And that's what the Lord is focused on. The text deals with those end. It presents us with the idea that we are in a process, which is to think from end. When you forget that, then you fall into fear and anxiety and everything else that's associated with a hellish proprium trying to maintain its sense of control in life. All that is within the human mind that is good and true will return to the Lord, and all that is evil and false will be separated out. So that process, that's what salvation is about. It's about having what is of the Lord elevated and connected back, and what is not of the Lord being cast off. And that happens within human beings. Human beings experience that on a micro scale, but the Lord is the one who governs the whole thing. That process never ends because we are finite and the Lord is infinite. So, you know, we never even come close to what the Lord is, but we have to be moving constantly toward that. And that's through the constant purification and expansion of our understanding and affection for what is good and true. And that is what life is. You know, that's the movement. Finite beings are in a constant movement of a progression into what is increasing, but never coming near to what the Lord actually is. So it's a bit of a paradox, but you know, that's the nature of finite life. You know, we have to be in movement. Our senses have to be constantly stimulated, and they have to be freshly stimulated, because if they're stimulated in the same way constantly, we lose sensitivity. So there has to be change, constant change. That's what life is for a finite being, as opposed to the divine who does not change, who is constant and immutable, is the term used.